Hello everybody, and welcome to the electromusic.com Chuck Show, a show for anyone interested in Chuck, a show consisting of Chuck programs. This is me playing guitar on my invention, our invention. DJ and I worked on it. But I don't want to talk to you about the guitar today. I want to talk to you about a brand new Chuckist. His name is Mr. Cold. And he's a cold individual indeed. He wrote some code. I swear, it gave me icicles on my fingertips when I read the code. No, I joke. Mr. Cold wrote a song, and then he wrote another song, and I'm going to play those for you later. But first, let's do something we did last week. Let's do the Key Jazz Psychedelic Guitar Processor. Now, I may have trouble with this. Sometimes Chuck cannot handle the mighty power of the Key Jazz program, and it crashes. For a moment, bear with me. I'm going to start it up now. Here we go. Whoa! Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Key Jazz world, Key Jazz psychedelic world. Shane tells us that Mr. Cole lives really close to him. Rob likes the special effect. Don't thank me, thank Key Jazz. Jan likes the sounds. In other news, can you hear me well enough? In other news, I came up with a thing that I call the note spiral. You take the familiar 12 notes, A, A sharp, B, C, C sharp, D, and so on. And you arrange them not into a circle, but into a spiral. It's interesting. Like a three-dimensional representation of the note circle combined with the octaves, if you follow me. Well, enough of that. Yes, we are back, and we're ready to listen to a little bit of Mr. Cold. This is his first performance, a modified example. Always a good idea when you're learning Chuck to go to the examples directory and look at what's interesting to you. The STK directory has a lot of interesting stuff, and he found this somewhere in there and modified it. Let's listen for a moment. about it in the chat room. Shane says, I've never heard a Chuck tune like this before. And there was some comment about making the notes round is a nice effect. And Mr. Cold is calm, cool, and reserved because he knows what's coming. BeatBeat, BeatBeat.ck, which has Shacky.wave next to it, comes up next. And this is a little more advanced. He says, Mr. Cold says it's really similar but has more crap shoved in. So, let's hear what that sounds like. By the way, I listened to this code once before, and it has a little bit of a tendency to spontaneously self-destruct like it just did. So, our hats off to Mr. Cold for writing code that destroys itself. Dun-dun-dun-dun. The self-destructive Chuck code. That wasn't planned, Mr. Cold. Nothing is planned on the Chuck Show. You'll learn that soon enough. I don't even prepare. I just throw a bunch of files in a directory and go from the top down. Or sometimes I mix it up. So, let's take a look at what's there. We're done with Mr. Cold's work. Thank you, Mr. Cold. And welcome to the Chuck community. I believe he installed Chuck on June 17th, so the first one would be his early period, and the second one would be the later period of his Chuck existence thus far. Let's play one more of these guitar synths. This is one that I made. I didn't even put any comments in it. I don't even know what it is, but I'm going to play it for you. And let's see what it sounds like. Here, I'll turn the speaker on, in addition to the psychedelic effect. Can you hear what I'm saying now? Folks in the chat room, there's a 30-second delay. Story about an egg, a chainmail dragon's egg. I'd made spheres in the past. I decided I would make an elongated sphere that was an egg. Spherical bottom, elliptical top. Well, I did. Turned out pretty well, but it wasn't as good as I wanted it to be, so I tried to make it even better, and I destroyed it. I cut it in half. make two egg halves. So then I took a picture of the destroyed egg form with all the yolk spilling out of it on the table. And that was the egg story. Okay. So I am the Eggman. Cuckoo, ka-choo. Let's listen to something that we have not heard on the show before. Key Jazz wrote something called Moduluk Test. And let's give it a short listen. I think it's a little freaky, but you never know what to expect from Key Jazz. Here we go. Simplistic tune, so he was just demonstrating a prototype, his modular Chuck prototype. And oh gosh, you know, I have a couple more songs, and then I'm going to have to get into the digitar or the generator. So let's propose this as a question to the chat room. Would you like me to do the digitar, or would you like me to do the generator? And while you're mulling that over and telling me what to do in the chat room, we're going to listen to Music for the Deaf. It has Close Encounters, Thunder, and Drums. And I wrote this for a nearly deaf friend of mine who enjoyed the percussion aspect of it. Here we go.
Thank you.
That's enough of that. Musicforthedeaf.ck. I'm not ready to do the generator or the digitar yet, so let's listen to newyear1.ck. This is a Chuck program entitled Thank You Chuck Community by Kijasak Trianon. Trianon. That's Kijas' name. And let's give it a listen. Is enough of that. Gets a little repetitive, some of these things. Songs. Let's put the psychedelic back on. Oh yeah. Bill says I should talk through this thing all the time. How's that? Groovy. Around the forum. And since it's the Chuck Show, I guess we'll go to the Chuck Forum. See what's up. Okay, here we are. Setting up Ubuntu is a thread that's active right now. I started the thread yesterday or last night. And it's all about my adventure in setting up Chuck on Ubuntu. I've got my netbook running Ubuntu now, and I've realized I want to shift the platform of the show from the Emac to the netbook running Ubuntu. So I'm going to give that a try. It'll take a long time. Some techno, a thread by Mr. Cold, in which he introduced the songs that here's an idea post, an open sound control clock generator based on Chuck. Chuck guitar effects. Chuck bass text editor. Well, that's what's going on at the Chuck farm. Very little activity this week in the E-Chuck forum. There's some schmooze activity. Let's take a look. Forum index. Schmooze. New gear, always popular, ever-present thread. The OS polls. And Uncle Crunkus has chimed in on the OS poll. What does Crunky Uncle have to say, Andy? Oh, he's an XP user. Okay. Enough of that. You want entertainment, you want music, and you don't want me sitting here doing nothing. So I'll play guitar a little bit. Before I go to the next song. Wow, there's 25 minutes. There is chaos in the chat room. People are changing their names. Psychedelic devil. Be trippy, wouldn't it? Okay, let's play a little more Chuck. Close down. Shut off the psychedelic. And turn on the Golden Ratio song. This song, I believe, is finite in length. It consists of... It plays a Golden Ratio song, and then it plays something called the Rabbit Sequence. Mathematics behind music. Let's hear this. Thank you. was the end of that. A short song. Okay, nobody voted whether we should do Digitar or Generator. I'm going to do Generator. Now the Generator makes use of this little controller that I'm using to control the microphone. So in order to run the generator, I'm going to have to shut off the microphone program and then run the generator so you won't hear me talk. And we'll give it a listen. It's in relaxation mode. If you're wearing headphones, you can hear the four different instruments circling around you, spatialized audio. So let's give this a listen. Thank you. Settings of the generator to finish the hour out. That was relaxation. But we can also change the style with a little number at the top of the file. This is going to be No Wave. No Wave was popular in the 1980s, from 78 to 92 in New York. And it was characterized by a lack of characterization, with gentle wandering tones and hard driving rhythms all mixed together, saxophone and guitar played in odd random ways. And you'll hear some No Wave in just a moment. Here we go.
Thank you. Thank you.
Switching. Bye-bye, everybody. So long.